Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Golf, a third straight win for the Auburn Tigers. It's the most wins in a season for the Auburn Tigers and the 50th for our guest, Auburn head coach Nick Kleinert, 50th at Auburn. Welcome in, Coach. Congratulations. Quite a weekend in Wilmington for you.
Well, thank you, War Eagle. Yeah, it's hard. I'm very blessed. I mean, great university, great support, and you know, great players make great coaches. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, to have 50 wins, I never would have thought that'd probably be something I could accomplish at Auburn. But we've had a lot of, you know, great players that have developed and worked hard and done the right things. And yeah, we played great in Wilmington. The conditions were brutal, Andy. It was freezing cold. And I don't know if I've ever been that cold on a golf course. I had four jackets on. I still could not stay warm. And guys said they were shivering over putts for the first time in their career. So it was tough. It was cold. It was windy. But I thought our guys handled adversity and played pretty well overall.
Six wins for the Tigers this season. It's the most for Auburn this season. How significant is that for you, as you're now gearing up for the championship part of this season?
Well, I think it helps the confidence. I mean, I know the guys were pretty motivated this spring to set the program record. We won five times last year and tied the program record. And they made a comment, I think, in January that said that record will be broken this year. And they went out and did it. But, you know, that's all in the past. And, you know, we got to keep trying to get better. We got to keep trying to improve. And we got to get ready for an onslaught of very difficult events coming up. We have one more regular season event at Mississippi State at Mossy Oak, which is a great venue. And then we'll head into the postseason, hopefully with a lot of confidence, and see what happens.
Jackson Kuiven, again, the SEC Freshman of the Week after another top five finish for this young man. Auburn fans, if they didn't know before, they got a glimpse at what Jackson could do last summer at the USAM, and you know, living up to his billing, Coach, coming into his freshman season, certainly at Auburn.
He is. I think, Andy, they're going to name that award the Jackson Kuiven Award pretty soon. you know, it seems like he wins it about every week, but he's just a phenomenal player, obviously. But his maturity is what kind of separates him, I think. You know, his maturity as a person, maturity as a golfer, like, he just gets it. He gets the whole thing. There's things he's got to learn. He's got to learn how to be more efficient with his time and how to practice a little bit better and smarter. But overall, his maturity just separates him from a lot of guys. He's more mature than a lot of seniors I've had over the years.
50 wins for you at Auburn. I want you to reflect on that just a minute. Here, I mean, have you had a chance to look back at half a century now at Auburn for you?
You know, I really haven't. When I think about 50 wins, Andy, I think more about the players. I start thinking about the Blaine Barbers and the Dominic Bazzellis and the Nicholas Carlsons and, you know, and the Michael Johnsons. The list goes on and on and on. But I think about all those guys, Yvonne and Trace Crow and Jacob Solomon. I just think about, they laid the foundation. They made this place great. And it goes always back to even Mike Griffin. You know, Mike Griffin was here for 25 years as the head coach, and what he did with, you know, this program, and you know, he helped build the facilities and get this thing started. And I'm just very, very grateful to him and the administration for giving me the opportunity to come to Auburn and coach in the SEC. And it's just been a dream to be here. And sometimes I think as a coach, you have to step back and you got to kind of realize that, you know, how lucky you are and how blessed you are to live in a great community and a great college town and just be surrounded by great people.
All right, Coach, let's talk about moving forward now for the Tigers. As you mentioned, Mossy Oak is next. It's your last regular season event. You've got a little time in between now. You start on the 15th over near Starkville. Just talk about that time as you gear up for that event. And then, of course, right after that, it's time for the championship season for you.
Yeah, you know, we'll just keep doing what we're doing, working out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're in the gym for about 75 minutes each time. And then we'll have a team practice today at 1 o'clock. We got some fun things, some competition things that we're going to be doing. And and just kind of spending some more one-on-one time with the guys too, you know, just kind of, you know, harping on them as far as their practice habits and what they're working on, sticking to their plans, because every player has a different plan as far as what they're working on and how they're striving to get better. And then, you know, bringing them together in some competitions, some play days, and then ultimately trying to figure out who our top six players are. I think we have a little more clarity now after the last two events. We've been able to play the entire team the last two events. That helps us as coaches figure out, you know, who's playing well at this time of year. And we'll have a few more rounds coming up that will help kind of determine that and solidify that going into Mississippi State. And then after that, it's going to be probably a little more picking by the coaches, deciding who's played the best, who deserves the opportunity, and who we trust and who we feel like will go out there and compete and represent Auburn well.
All right, let me ask you this, because you guys have played in vastly different playing conditions this year. Lots of wind in Hawaii. You've played all over the country. And this past weekend in the wind in Wilmington, just brutal conditions. What have you learned about your squad now after playing in all of these conditions and six wins? And this team, it doesn't seem like it matters where they're playing, what kind of golf course they're playing, what kind of weather they're playing, how well they have played so far this season. That's got to excite the head coach, I would think.
No doubt. I think they would prefer to play in about 75 degrees and no wind. you know, it's just been a grind. I think not just physically, but mentally, the grind when the weather's bad and the wind's blowing and greens are firm and fast. And, you know, it's just you have to give it – you can't take a shot off. You got to be locked in and focused on every shot. And sometimes that's difficult over a five-hour or five-and-a-half-hour round. Especially when you're playing two rounds in one day, you know, which we've done probably more than we've done in the past. You know, we played these 36, 18 events. And for the people watching, you know, we get up at 6 a.m. and we don't get to the hotel, back to the hotel until 9:30 at night. So it's a 15 and a half hour day by the time we have team meetings and everything like that, just to wrap it up and get ready for the next round coming up the next morning. But no, we're excited. We got great players. We have incredible culture. We have great chemistry. I just can't say enough about that locker room. These guys get along. They compete against each other. They love on each other. They care about each other. And I think that's why we've had so much success. I mean, are we the most talented team in the country? Probably not. But we've had a lot of success just because of our culture.
Coach, thank you for the visit. Certainly look forward to the rest of this season. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Nick Kleinert on This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.